Yo, what up, street talks, street vlogs. All right, some turbo thoughts. This one is outside is the best stimulation. Lots of, one of the good reasons doing yoga, you get lots of turbo thoughts. I think my philosophy is any type of idea that you get while working out are good ideas. So yeah, spend more time going to the gym and stuff like that. So, like even my friend, Jeff told me, this one scientist, whatever, is like, when you first wake up, the first thing to do is just like go outside of the house and just expose yourself to the natural light, the elements and stuff like that. And it's actually the best way to kickstart your circadian rhythm and start the day. So maybe even what I'll start doing, because usually what I do is I wake up in the morning and I just have a bunch of coffee inside the house and then I go outside. Maybe it's actually a better strategy to just pound an espresso or two real quick and then go outside, you know, whether it be cold or whatever, and expose yourself to the elements and then use that as a way to wake you up. And I think it's a good strategy because, like, think about space travel and stuff like that. I think I have some philosophies about why being outdoors and stuff is such a good stimulator. I mean, part of it is the UV radiation is the best stimulant for us. Part of it, I think, is also the wind. You know, Western science and medicines and stuff, they never talk about free, fresh flowing air. It's actually really critical in Eastern Asian cultures. And also like all the micro particles in the air, like, you know, in like the grass, the pollen, etc. I think it actually does stimulate us in good ways. Maybe also humidity in the air. So typically, I don't know about you, but when I stay home all day, it kind of lulls me to sleep. And actually, my greatest joy is being able to work out at least twice a day, you know, doing yoga with Cindy and then walking to the gym. And I actually find that walking to the gym, like I have the option of driving, but walking is by far the most supreme form, because when I'm walking, you know, I could do these vlogs, talk with you, get some more thoughts. Also, it's good to aid your digestion. Actually, I don't know if people really talk about this, but I mean, I think there's a Chinese proverb. It's like, if you walk 100 steps after dinner every single day, you'll live 100 years or something like that. And so actually, walking is actually one of the best ways to digest. So all these people who are chronically constipated, maybe you just need to go out and walk more. Pro tips, when you go to the gym, don't do the Stairmaster, don't do the treadmill, boring. And I'm also starting to think too, it's like, I mean, I've always thought this for a long time. I think any form of a cool cardio is bad. Just don't do cardio. It's boring, it's not interesting. And then whenever I see people doing CrossFit or, you know, max out burpees, I'm like, it doesn't look enjoyable. And then, so the funny thing with fitness nowadays, there's this kind of strange sense of virtuosity that, like, through self-flagellation and inflicting pain on yourself, you become more virtuous. So it's like, no, don't give up. But it's like, once again, it's moralized. And also the reason we shouldn't trust CrossFit or CrossFit type styled training is, I mean, take a look at Greg Glassman, the founder of CrossFit, ex-CEO, he was more or less ousted. I don't think the guy's ever lifted a weight in his life. He looks like a kind of skinny fat wimp, more or less. And I can't know for certain, but this is just my thought. For a guy who's so insanely famous and successful, why does Greg Glassman not have his own Wikipedia page? It always redirects to CrossFit. So my theory, EK's theory, I'm probably right, is he probably has a pretty good internet crew that's kind of scrubbing the results. So like, even if you go on Google, right, maybe even DuckDuckGo, you can't really find any pertinent information about his personal life, you know, photos of him topless, working out, etc. The closest thing I got is like looking at him more recently. Dude definitely has a double chin. Stuff like that. And also the current CEO too. Dude doesn't really look like he works out. I would not trust him. And also Greg Glassman just kind of seems like a kind of a petty small person, and also, yeah, like definitely a sexist, misogynist, and yeah, just kind of a bad apple. But anyways, so yeah, I think also whenever, if you, let's say you do a class, workout class, yoga, whatever, just know that everything that is proposed in the class, everything's a suggestion, not an imperative. And what that means is you don't have to do everything that the instructor tells you to do. Everything's just a suggestion. It's like, if you're not quite sure what to do, just do what the instructor does and just take breaks as needed. Like today I went to Core Power with Cindy, and then we did the sculpt class, the weightlifting class, and I'm just like, didn't sleep too well last night, so I'm just like, you know, lying down half the class, and that's totally cool. And then, so I also think that one needs to have the courage to, you know, quote unquote, disobey or to disregard what the teacher or the instructor or the leader says. And then whenever I do a yoga class, I always leave to the bathroom at least 4 or 5 times, and I'm like that one dude. But yeah, like it's not a big deal. I think everybody is so afraid of ruffling feathers or doing things which are considered improper, but if you're so afraid of that, maybe you should never leave your house and never do anything. And my idea is, I like being out about in the world, and I like to, you know, like Jay-Z says, FUTW, fuck up the world, or fuck the place up, like Kendrick says. Well, even when I go to the gym, it just get loud, and I like to fuck the gym up. It's just like turning heads, you know, wearing my Lululemon short shorts, rolling up my top to make it into a crop top, whatever. And also, this is another flex you could do at the gym. Everyone now just wears, I don't know, boring black, white, gray, whatever. Maybe you see red. No, just fucking go super duper hype. Like insane neon colors, right? Like high-vis orange, high-vis neon, etc. And the best way to do this is just go on the Lululemon website, just buy clothes on clearance. I like the Metal Vent 2.0 series and also the License to Train shorts. I'm actually going to experiment with some half compression tight legging. Let's see how that goes. So yeah, I think when it comes to entrepreneurial life matters too. Disregard less of what other people might think, and instead just experiment out of a sense of fun. I think too often we're trying to impress other people that we don't even care about, and other people don't even care about us either. So like, why are you even trying to impress them? I mean, I think, you know, strive to impress yourself. Like even myself, right? Like my greatest joy is the joy of just seeing whether I can lift a very, very heavy weight successfully once. And even if I don't succeed, whether I had the courage to attempt it while being wise. So yeah, I think, if you impress yourself, then other people wouldn't be impressed with you. And so what this also means is become more self-interested. That seems to be the most honest way.